with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Elon Musk says President Trump has agreed USAID should be shut down.
Asked about it on his way back to the White House Sunday, Trump weighed in.
USAID run by radical lunatics, and we're getting them out, and then we'll make a decision.
Musk has been wrestling for control of USAID and took to X Spaces to discuss it.
To be clear, in shutting down, which we're in the process of doing, shutting down USAID.
The Trump administration placed two top USAID security chiefs on leave after they refused to turn over classified material to Musk's DOGE government inspection teams, which eventually got control. Democrats say Trump lacks the constitutional authority to eliminate USAID. I'm Julie Walker.
Quebec Premier François Legault has welcomed the pause to the tariffs set to be imposed on Canada by President Donald Trump, but with reservations.
Of course, I was happy because it gives us 30 days to have better programs, to make sure we speak with all important companies, with all sectors, that we can be more prepared. But for me, it's not a complete victory. For me, I still think that Mr. Trump want to attack Canada.
The Senate has confirmed fossil fuel executive Chris Wright to serve as energy secretary, a key post to promote President Trump's efforts to achieve U.S. energy dominance in the global market. The Senate on Monday approved his nomination 59-38. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 122 points. This is SRN News. The 119th Congress has 13 LGBT members.
That's the most in U.S. history, but no more than the last Congress. At the turn of the 21st century, the 107th Congress featured only three people who were openly homosexual. It's different this time around, though, because one of the current congressmen is transgender. Delaware Democrat Sarah McBride is a man who is living as a woman, and his presence has prompted House Speaker Mike Johnson to issue orders that no men be allowed to use women's bathrooms on the Hill. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A coalition of legal organizations is calling on Texas school districts to reject the adoption of a recently approved state curriculum that includes references to Christianity and biblical teachings. The groups claim that the curriculum would violate the so-called separation of church and state. A spokesman for the Texas Educational Agency points out there's no religious instruction in the curriculum. SRN News. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred has upheld the recommendation to fire an umpire for sharing sports betting accounts. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Umpire Pat Hoberg was fired by Major League Baseball on Monday for sharing his legal sports gambling accounts with a friend who bet on baseball games and for intentionally deleting electronic messages pertinent to the league's investigation. MLB opened the investigation last February when it was brought to its attention by the sportsbook. Hoberg did not umpire last season. MLB said the investigation did not uncover evidence Hoberg personally bet on baseball or manipulated games. Hoberg can apply for reinstatement no earlier than spring training 2026. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The new owner of the Washington Commanders football team says there are no plans to change the team's name. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.